Beware with thou shalt a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Amen. Oh, I said amen. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Lift up your hands, close your eyes. Pray to God. And ask God, lift up your hands, everybody, and ask God to touch your life this morning. Ask God to help you this morning by the preaching of His word that is coming. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray softly with you. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Mako tabrandabu simandebe rimbo dabrandorobu sika mandebre zemandaba randabu zandebre kabalabu sanda. Lift up your hands and pray. Kimbo zikimbe rimande borobu saka branda branda laban kimandorobu sikendelebe zindelebe. Kamborobo sike brondorobo sike man kamalabra babalabra. I want you to pray and thank God. We are still in the season of thanksgiving. Give it thanks to God. Ma ko rabanda brandelebe ikura mandelebe sika brandara brandam ma korobo sike brandorobo. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we bless you, we give you honor, we thank you. We say, Lord, come and be present in our service. Give us understanding of your word and help us to understand your word and to live by it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Clap for and move from your seat to another seat and welcome somebody to church. Welcome somebody to church. Welcome somebody to church. Give somebody a hug. Give somebody a hug. Come to my rising. Kisha, come to my rising. I am favored and great. I am favored and great. All I do I shall prosper. All I do I shall prosper. Everything I touch shall be blessed. Wait, that is too loud. Bang, bang, bang. We are going. Where are we going? Move by then to say some funeral be ye be a banam. Your friend will say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Don't play it more than our voice.
I'm blessed, oh, I'm blessed.
King shall come to my rising.
King shall come to my rising.
Lift up your, if you don't know the song, I would have your song. Hey, hey,
I am favored and great.
All I do, I shall prosper. It's a confession.
All I do, I shall prosper.
Everything I touch shall be blessed.
Everything I touch shall be blessed.
It's a simple song. I'm blessed. Let's all sing it.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Let's sing it again.
my rising. I am favored and great.
And I am favored and great.
You will be favored in Jesus' name.
All I do, I shall prosper. Everything I touch shall be blessed.
I'm blessed. Everybody sing it.
I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. King shall come to my rising.
I am favored and great.
I am favored and great.
All I do, I shall prosper.
All I do, I shall prosper.
Everything I touch shall be blessed.
Everything I touch
shall be blessed. Ooh.
I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed.
Father, we thank you so much that we are blessed. We pray, O God, once again, that your word will be meaningful to us. May your blessing come alive and help us. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Take your seat. You are blessed. You are blessed, properly blessed. Amen. This Christmas will be a good Christmas for you. Oh, does it mean that the people here don't respond? I said that Christmas will be a good Christmas for you. Anita, nice to see you. Where have you been? Your dad's place. Where is your dad's place? Madame Funye. Our sister knew. Amen. But I believe strongly that... Why is this light off? Why is this light on the stage off? Somebody should put it on. Eh? So the people that I give work to, when you come, it's like the work I've given you, I have to do the work myself. Are you sure this heaven, you will go some? Amen. I'm also blessed. Jesus. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1. Zechariah. Bible says that, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest. And he showed me Joshua. Are you looking to your Bible? The high priest. Georgette, where is your Bible? So take it. This Bible you are bringing, are you sure Zechariah is inside? Okay. Hurry up. Open. I'm waiting for you so that we read. Zechariah. You know where Zechariah is? Zechariah is after what? Haggai. Zechariah is between Haggai and Malachi. Every time I have to teach it. But by this time, you should know the books of the Old Testament, or you know them. How old are you? This one. Can open this door, enter, and go and sit here. But if I say become here, you don't come to church, you think it's automatic this thing. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. And he showed me Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Joshua the high priest had Satan standing at his right hand, resisting him. Some things have been sent to resist you, but we'll resist them in Jesus' name. Your amen is to say the boy is priced like some deep freezer is here, so people are very dull. I said some things have been said to resist you, but God is sending us angels to resist them. Yeah. We resist them. A lot of things are fighting you. Yeah. When you watch football carefully, there are some players, and they don't score goal, but they prevent other people from scoring the goal. Yeah. They are called markers. They mark, you can see that, you can see how they mark zero,
Hey, now Portugal is out. The maxi row. I mean, the guy couldn't see the match top. When he get ball, no 17 players have overshadowed him. Hey, you see how they were marking them, man. I mean, they marked till Brazil is out. After that was yesterday. Was it yesterday? Portugal. You could see that he was crying. I mean, Ciro was crying. Oh, we're all happy. I mean, we all supported Morocco. I mean, so you see, so they've been saying to resist, to make sure you don't score the goal. And the guy has tried. They put him at bench to steady the game so that when he comes, you know, he will change the game. Those people are called game changers. But when he came, still, he couldn't change the game. The game changed him. Hallelujah. Anything that has been sent to mark you, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Anything that has been sent to resist you, we cancel them in Jesus' name. Picture no track a cry, yeah. Why? And your video na echo yeah, any more could be. Oh, last week Sunday one back. Cotranse. Hey, Ufreda. Hallelujah. So we are still in the season of thanksgiving, saying thank you to God. All right. And last week I preached about the fact that many of us do not know how to say thank you. You don't know how to say thank you when things have been done to you or things have been done for you. But in this season, we will learn to say thank you to God. I mean, for being alive alone, it's a good place to say thank you to God for being alive. Because people have died. How many of you know somebody who have died this year? You know somebody, you went for funerals, some your wafabi who is a drunkard, he died, they have to bury him. Or he's not a drunkard. These are the drunkard, they don't die early. But the people who work at Echo Bank, they work in banks, they die quick. It's another mystery under the sun we don't understand. Do you understand? So it's very difficult when you don't know how to say thank you, when you have not been taught. You see, because from an early age, you are taught that when we give you something, you say thank you. And if you don't know how to say thank you, then the spirit of ingratitude set in. You become an ingrate. An ingrate is somebody who doesn't appreciate what is being done for them. Okay? Ingratitude is a state of being ungrateful. How many of you have used that word on somebody before? You are ungrateful. Hey, somebody that you have done something for, and the person is repaying you with evil, and you tell the person that you are ungrateful. Somebody you have given an opportunity to, do you understand? And the person is paying you back in a bad manner. Georgette, has it happened to you before? Somebody is doing something, you have done something good to. The person is now paying you back in a very bizarre manner. Is it here you come to do your lip shine? Hey Lord, you have come on. So it's your name in the book of life. Oh, no, I'm just asking, this book that we all want our name to be inside, so I'll go to heaven. Are you sure your name is inside? I'm sad for God. If God is here, you won't do this. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. And you see, and many times, little misfortunes, they blind us. Something small has happened. Your parents have been giving you money. Every day they give you 10 cedis to school. One day your mother said, today I don't have money, take 5 cedis. No. You say, you are even wondering whether your mother is your mother. Hey! A little misfortune has just blinded you of all the good things that have been done to you. Your parents have been nice to you. Every time you eat well. Today, they said there's no food, so ube chimeko. And you see to eat yesterday's banku, go and buy kena from the auntie Agi. You say, oh, if they were your real parents, Anka, they won't ask you to eat yesterday's banku. Ask the people who know is their real parents what they eat. Hallelujah. So sometimes a little misfortune, a little ingratitude can force us not to say thank you. Are you here? Today I'm closing early. I'm closing. But next week, we have to have meeting for next week, Carlos. Are you happy about the Carlos service next week? Oh, why are you not clapping? Next week when you come here, you see Christmas tree over here. Huge, huge Christmas tree. I said, remove this thing. Remove it. Remove it. First service, you are not wearing it. You let the corona catch you. When you die, come and bury you. Remove it. Remove it. Else you remove it. Else you remove it. Else you remove it. Otherwise, I'll not continue preaching. Remove it. Remove it. You look, you're a nice girl. This thing that you have put, how will Mr. Hey, where is she? It's going to her. The cadet people have they are going to fight Ukraine. They are going to Russia Ukraine war. And they've invited Ghana army. Oh, okay. No my fine pa, but time the why? That you come back alive. We pray for Mr. Ehun wherever. What is his rank? W or what is his rank? Major. We pray for Major Ehun. Father, ask wherever he is, keep him and bring him back safely. Hey, can you those who say you know Maria Sojama? Have you seen? He's gone to peacekeeping. But today, I want to preach on causes of ungratefulness. What make people become ungrateful? How many of you want to know? Things that make people become what? Ungrateful. Why would somebody you have done good to suddenly think to pay you back with evil? Why would a God, do you understand, who is keeping you alive, why will you just wake up and you not be grateful to that God? There must be a reason. You see, and in medicine, you see, I hope you know I'm a doctor by now. That's the way I refer to me. Don't call me Reverend Doctor. But from today, it's Reverend Doctor. Reverend Doctor Ike. Is that clear? That Reverend Echim. 2023 Echim. It's Reverend Doctor. You don't have to use the doctor well. Reverend Doctor. Yeah. So in medicine, okay, when the cause of the problem is known, about 85% of the problem is solved. Yeah. There are people who are sick, but we don't know what is wrong with them. Do you understand? There are diseases we don't know the cause. Those diseases are called idiopathic diseases. Clap for me. If you have dictionary, you can check for the meaning of the word idiopathic. I-D-I-O-P-H-A-T-I-C. Idiopathic. Kofi, check for it so that it doesn't look like the man is telling us lies. They are diseases that we don't know the cause. Then we have also genetic diseases. These are diseases that are in the genes. Okay, you inherit it from your parents. So if your father is diabetic, it's possible you also be a diabetic patient. There are diseases that run through the family. Yeah. And then the diseases that you are born with, they are called congenital diseases. Kofi, have you found what is there? Is there? Is what? Read.
Idiopathic.
Where you sit well.
Arising spontaneously or from an obscure or unknown cause.
Obscure or an unknown cause. Who has spontaneous origin? Yes. Arises from an unknown cause. Clap for doctor, Reverend Doctor. If your mother is sick, call me. If somebody has AIDS, call me. If somebody die in the area, tell them your pastor is a doctor. Call me. But I will use iron. You see that do like this. No, he's alive. Congenital. This look for the meaning of the word congenital. You can spell congenital. If you can't spell, we have to make you come and search. Congenital. They are diseases that you are born with. You understand? As you found it, read and let's hear. Present at birth. Clap for Reverend Doctor. Kofi, yeah. Is saying what?
existing or existing at or dating from birth.
Existing from birth. You are born with it. It's called congenital diseases. So there are things we don't know the cause, but there are some also that we know the cause. You understand? When you have malaria, we know the cause. You understand? We know the cause. Some of the things we said, they are environmental factors. People who are hypertensive, we can't really tell what is causing it and all that. Sometimes it's genetic and all. But there are issues that we know the cause. So we are asking ourselves that, why would somebody become an ungrateful person? Why? There must be a cause. There must be reason. There must be a reason why somebody, God has looked after you. You have written BEC. When you went to secondary school and came back first time, you said there's no God. Hey! Because your teacher B has taught you psychology. And in the psychology, they say God doesn't exist. You ain't all the teacher. Your head like popo that you come and tell us that there's no God. You got money small. You say, oh, God doesn't exist because you have small car. You say God doesn't exist. There must be a reason people become ungrateful. Clap for Jesus. Number one reason is called complaining. People become ungrateful because they complain. Complaining is one cause that makes people ungrateful. Numbers chapter 11, verse 1. And when the people complain, it displeased the Lord. Complaining. Those of you complain at home. Everything you talk about it, they give you something you don't like. You are murmuring. Murmuring is an undertone complaining. You are murmuring. Are you still here with me? Yeah. I'm talking about causes of what? Ungratefulness. Complaining. And when the people complain, it displeases the Lord. Anytime there is complaining, God is not happy with complaining. Those of you complain at home. Everywhere you complain. You go to school. Jollof that everybody is eating in the school. Only you are not happy about the jollof. And the jollof is so gogomi inside. And the talia is no good. And the talia is from China. How do you know the talia is from China? Are you still here? You complain about everything. And the Lord heard it. And his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them. And they were in the uttermost part of the camp. Those of you complain. You complain about everything. In the choir, you complain. Dancing stars, you complain. And at the song they've given us, you know, is it this song, we can't sing it. And at this dance, we can't dance it. And nya 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 nya. You every time you are complaining. You are complaining. God doesn't like people who complain. Even you don't like people who complain. They're nagging. One of the people, you boys, one of the people you come across is a nagging woman. Hey, don't marry her. Hey! If you are taking her out, put to go and eat. And now, this money we are going to use to eat in cramp. If we used to do granola soup, we would have eaten for 3 weeks. Hey! Every day she's complaining. That girl, don't marry her. She should just be your friend. Hi. Nagging wife. Even the Bible said that it's better to stay at the corner of your rooftop than to stay in the same house with a nagging wife. Everything they talk about it. Everything that it wears you out. And God too doesn't like it. Anytime you complain, and why is that? I don't have pink shoe. And hey, people who don't wear pink shoe, they don't die. I'm telling you, those who don't wear pink shoe, ask the people who don't have pink shoes whether they are dead. And as in, since we came back from, we wrote this BEC, some people's hair is long. As some of us, our hair is 2 centimeters. Hey, you won't die. You're 2 centimeters. You don't complain. Don't be complaining about everything. Learn it. Wafa, relocate to here so that I will see you. Because where you are sitting, you can easily run away. Come and sit there so that I see you.
Your father has come from Dubai. You are Allah.
Complaining. Listen. Complaining, it makes God angry with you. And anytime you complain, you don't become grateful. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? You complain. What is called? Look for the meaning of the word complain for me. Maybe the English will put it better for us. You complain about, you talk about everything. And I jollof no cry. Everything you complain. What does it say? To complain means to do what? To express grief, pain, or discontent. You are not content. You are not happy. Yours is saying what? Displeasure, unhappy. Everything we are all happy about. Only you are not happy about it. Are you still here with me? Yeah. Anytime you begin to complain, you see, your parents, they can move away from you when they see that you are the type that complains. In every house, if you have 3 or 2 children, there's one of them that like complaining about everything. Yeah. And you see, your parents, they will gradually move away from you. One day, I took some children out, some pastor's children out. They were about 4. I took them to Malcolm. Me, I was going to Malcolm, and he said they'll follow me. They went. When we went, no, one of them, he have seen bicycle, he has gone to sit on it. That woman, they said, oh, yeah, it's not expensive. You can. I said, hey, do you know what you are saying? Mel, you want to buy a bicycle? Malcolm, you won't go to car price. Malcolm. So then, as the woman says, it's not expensive, no, then he took that, he started following me. I call all of them, I say, all of you, come. All of the 4 of you, come for a meeting. They came. I gave everybody 5 cities. Go and buy what you can buy. If your money can buy a bicycle, you buy it. Oh yes, if your money can buy, you buy it. They were all holding their 5 Ghana like this, and we went out of money. They couldn't buy anything. When they paid, they said, hey, no, the 5 cities will get finished. I said, your 5 cities will get finished. So it's me, my own, that used to buy a bicycle for you. Don't complain. Don't complain. Don't have the habit of what? Complaining. Be content when things are done for you. Learn to say thank you. You complain. They've sold Christmas dress for you. Even this Christmas dress, this. Everything you complain about it. It's too long. It's too short. You see, to take us to the next point. The next point is called comparison. You complain because you are comparing yourself with somebody. Comparison. That's the second point. Comparison is one of the things that can make you what? Ungrateful. Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12. Bible says that, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. You compare. You like comparing. You are a foolish person to compare. I do think we are the same. We are not the same. You compare and I look at this person. And look, we are happy in our church. Look, I've gone by the grace of God this year. I've gone to more than 12 safe churches. And I've seen that we here, we are blessed. Last week, I was in one church. During their worship, I said, no. When the girl climbed the stage, no. Yeah, that was you. Safe church, oh. Yeah, you can't understand how they do it. Yeah, that was you. Yeah, why, yeah, I need to. We thank you, Bassa. But here, when I come, I hear nice music. What are some of the songs you use for worship today? What a beautiful name it is. At least this one is better than "We thank you, Lord." Tom Basa Basa's voice be Kia you so bad plachata while mixed up because you say to sing off key for me. Don't compare yourselves. I'm telling you, be happy with what you have. Be happy. First Timothy 6 verse 6. He said, but godliness with contentment is great gain. But godliness with what? Contentment. Content. Be content. In your presence, I am content. Believe to be content. Man, look, me as I'm here, it's not like I have head. No. But when I write exams, I don't envy somebody results. No. I don't. If you get 80, it's okay. If I get 52, I've not failed. And we'll move to the next class together. I don't mind that. And I have friends who have 8 A's. That better grades. But they don't do what I'm doing. If you look at Ajay, you see the song they are singing. Generation, they come and sing, we thank you in white church for me. Hey. One safe church I entered, they didn't have drum. Hey, here, you are in heaven. Here, clap for Jesus, you are in heaven. Aha. You have piano too. One is from the other one is from Korea. Piano is from Korea. You have drum. You have screen. Screen that scripture can come on it. You have that. When I entered their J church, it was quatrequa. Quatrequa. Do you know quatrequa? Quatrequa is when you don't wear supporter. Antipe. You don't wear supporter. It's like you just wear your skirt, no pants. You are moving in town. Empty calories. here, clap for Jesus once again. Look, I posted our pictures on our page. Somebody say, hey, this thing, where did you do them? She said, I should send her the artwork. You don't know where you are. You don't know where you are. And so you see, all your mind, you are concentrating here. And I say, that's maybe a tutu. That's maybe a tutu. Tell your father to bring us stars. Yeah. I'm telling you, never compare. Never. And I write BC. And then, hey, you got a great 1,000, but you have school. Go to your school. Hey, you. Do you know where your BEC certificate is?
No.
One day, BEC certificate, when you see, you step on it like this. Yeah, Tiabon Sanso. Yeah. If I see my BEC certificate, I'll use for anything. If I see WASI, BEC, university there, it will give me a job, so I won't step on it right now. Yeah. But the day you get your BEC result, you put it to your chest and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for greatness. Don't compare. One of the places that can, those of you going to secondary school, you see, when somebody opens the chore box, Allah, it's like supermarket. One day, I went to a mid school. One day, we had the boys side, then we hear snake. Hey. Then you know, you see, we want the girls to know that we are there. We snake. Then we took the chair. We went to the girl's side. Then we said, where is the snake? They said, the snake, it entered Vicentia's chop box. We brought the chop box out. Even though we're afraid, but because the girls were there, we have to show that. We brought the Vicentia, the snake that they say they saw, it entered Vicentia's chop box. We brought the chop box out. In Yanu. So we have to remove the things from the chop box before we kill the snake. Conflicts about 3. I'm talking about few weeks to write exams and leave the school and vacate. And around that time, we call it broken week. Everybody's everything is finished. Even Pep Sodenka is finished. That time, Vicentia has conflicts 3. We remove 3 conflicts. Milk about 5. Sardine about 8. Essential doesn't eat Gary. And all conflicts are the Gary Kohede. Now, ye yin ya mai. ye biscuit. As we were reading, we count 1, 2. Then we remove squash, drink. When we finish, it was not snake, snake lizard. Snake lizard. Snake lizard. But the things we remove from her things, eh? As we're moving, as I stood, I was watching, see ye. Because my chop box is full of books. My chop box, the one I'm saying, full of books. It's a bookshop. Some of the chop box are bookshop, others are provision shop. Yeah. Others are boutique. Because your clothes are too many, so you have put some. Look, when you go to secondary school, you say, hey, what Reverend spoke about, I'm seeing it. You see, me, I never send sardine to school. Sardine. Me, who sardine crada? My friend B. Roger, he used to bring sardine. You see the oil on the sardine? The oil. My God. If he opens the sardine, who say oil, or no, he has a lot of the sardine, so he doesn't like the oil. And he pours the oil away. Or go shegua, let me mix it, mengare. It will be, it's nice. It's not like it will be nice. It's nice. Let me mix it, gare now. So sometimes my prayer is that let one of the fish try to fall. So sometimes when, oh, sheguma, let me say, Chairo, time for check my level. They know before. I didn't kakrana. And the day I ate corn beef, I said radi, corn beef. But you see, in all this, I'm shito, shito. Ho. Look, I said, look, God will bless you as you are going to secondary school. Where's your brother? Where is Aaron? Where is Aaron? Alex, where is he? I texted me that he's around. He'll come today. So where is he? He's not at home. They've gone for all students association. Now say our bio call all students. Yeah. But I said God will bless you as you are going to secondary school. Yeah. Because see, the pressure is wild. Right now there to be wild. Calipo. Hey. Calipo. Oh, that is Gary. It's Gary. Yeah. Never compare yourself with. Look, when you come to church, somebody's wearing a nice dress. You should have can it. Yeah. By the grace of God, I don't even see that competition here. When you wear a nice dress and you come, but we don't see. I don't know whether we see, but we don't see. I don't know who is wearing a nice dress and who is not wearing a nice dress. I don't know whose dress is nice here. Obia Shefos. Only Achu is wearing nice. Favorite child. Only Achu today is looking good. One more cunning in our force on Kwa. Force on Kwa. Hey, Julie, this is here a new dress? Some of you, some of the dress, come up for that. Some of the dresses, it's your brother that has kicked back. Your brother has worn, then they shift all back pass, or your sister has worn. Some of the shirt, they look like parachute on your bow, but you have to wear it. But during the dinner, I'm going to see nice dresses. I'm going to see nice dresses during. I hear people have sold the dinner dress. From last year to the year, four dinner dresses are ready. Hey, just see one person in the dinner dress. You are piling, say, they've, how does it? Pie? What's the English word for pie? They've cut it like this from the down here up to here. And I say, Jesus, we'll see things during the dinner. They bisect. God bless you. You go places. You be a doctor. Bicep. If you see the dinner, if you decide that you are going to wear kambu, you betomo. Betom. Better look for dress that year. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Don't compare. How many of you have been in your house and as your parents were in the house, they were cooking, you can see that some aroma is coming from the other house. That aroma is a special, special aroma. But the food your mother is doing, you can say aroma no cry, no MPA, but some jollof this thing. Meanwhile, your mother too have told that house, don't go and eat there. There are people that are witches. If you eat there, they'll give you witchcraft. Don't go. But you can smell that jollof, moon jollof, Pro Max, jollof Pro Max. Don't compare. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say? Don't compare. You are saying that your father's car, the registration number, it's GT321-X. Somebody's father doesn't even have a car. Your own is X. X. Then I W this car. Every time we go small, it stop. Then we have to remove the battery. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. There are some people, their fathers don't even have car. We borrow crowd. They don't have. And I'm okay, I'm a car, AX, and they push. Your mother, your father say, hey, Obia is in a piadi. That's Santo. I'm saying, Musinamo piadi. He said, then you frown your face because you think you're a fresh girl. The boys will be seeing you. Don't compare. Don't compare. Be content with what you have. Be content. By the grace of God, that comparison, man, is one of the things I don't know what somebody has that he pay me. I don't have some. Some of you, somebody phone. Eradi mambi. Sisters, when you grow small, one of the competition, one of the comparison is the comparing of your beloved.
Rev, please, this is Matthew. He's my beloved. He's from US.
They also the Abba. Please, this is Akwesi. Mate of Ripokwase. So then you see the fact that he's called Matthew.
But they call him Matthew Brookings.
The surname is Brookings. Oh, this one is Akwesi Opoku. Nimotombo Akwesi Opoku. He said he's a torture mate. Then, as you brought you and the boy, you were fine. Suddenly, when you brought the boy, then one of the girls, is that your beloved? Then he said. They say, and then you see the girl. You see, girls and they are foolish. Suddenly, as we are going on, you and the boy will get issue. Akwesi, I don't like that. It's okay, from today, it's okay, I've left you. Because mommy, I go with you. Because they thought, the way you spoke about the boy, they thought the boy is your house boy. Son, now wow, beloved, now we didn't have, but this one is called Matthew Brookings. He's from UK. He came last week. And I also saw the note of the Pokwase nearby. Pokwase, he's a truck driver. And they're don't compare. You see, the fact that he's Matthew Brookings doesn't mean he will be a good husband. That's what you don't know. He's from UK. And now, quite so by you, Petri, in the UK. My name is Mike Brookings. I'm UK. That UK for hello. Hi, ladies. Those are makeup with the two no Christmas, but almost on the back room, baby. Hi. I don't know why they do that. Hi. What did you say your name is again? What did you say? Tuno for kwanzo kambo for crown tidio mo kan un kopegan boy un swa America osusufufua na ope ube de the salad. They say it's called Brookings. They say Brookings, you know. And then when I hear his name, Brookings, foolish girls. And then I hear the name Brookings, that is the. Now where the opoku, akwesi opoku, from pokuase. Only the pipi kwa pokuase opoku. Don't compare. Tell your neighbor, don't compare. Comparison is no good. I don't compare. Look, when you compare, you see, comparing is like those of you who copy people's work. Copy people's work. You copy and copy the person's name, crown, the thing. May we be delivered from comparison in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Be content. I'm telling you, be content. Be content. You see, because when people are, you don't know what happens. Sometimes you don't know the full story. Do you understand? You don't know the full story. You see, what you think you don't like, they say the grass is green at the other side. Some time ago, I went home. My wife was telling me that somebody came to knock our gate. Do you understand? Listen, though. Somebody came to knock our gate. As he was coming, he came with his daughter, small girl. Sunday morning, came to knock our gate. My wife asked, what's the problem? They have come to our house to stand by the flower to take pictures. You see, he said, the same way I said, this is our house. He said, yeah. They moved. They were going to church. And the mother said, the flowers in the house is nice. So the daughter should stand by the flower. They've come to ask permission. My wife said, they should cut. Then the girl will stand and they cut. They should go and stand on another flower. They cut. They come and stand by this one. They cut. You guys sit down. Yeah. That's what was happening. But you see, you don't see that you have something. But somebody else see that, yeah, it's nice. That's what happens. The day you will stop complaining and the day you will stop comparing, you will become grateful for what you have. Yeah. When I didn't have a car, it wasn't a problem. I have a car, but I still take trotro. I park. I can leave my car and take trotro home. And go and come back Sunday to be here. Do you understand? But there's somebody who is praying, oh Lord, if I can get a car, Lord, a car tie, oh Lord, oh Lord, car tie, car tie, car tie, car tie. One car tie. Yeah. You see, because as you are all growing, you all not grow the same way. You marry at the same time. Somebody will marry before somebody will marry. But you see, you must be calm. You have to be a bridesmaid for this one. Then you too, you become a bridesmaid for another. That's how it is. You don't get angry. Somebody's getting angry. I'm not even sure this marriage will last. But that's how witchcraft started. If I look at the boy's nose, he doesn't look like somebody who will be faithful. Nani nose? Do we use nose? Akwa nose redo do I fake? Husband ekoi. Look, I was at a wedding where the man was not smiling. If you are using too much smiling as a sign of fake, I was at a wedding that the groom, he didn't smile. It was rather the girl was married who was a soldier. The man was not a soldier. 3 months. I would say 3 months. Hey, tell them they should preach. They should stop the noise. Tell them, I said, they are disturbing us. 3 months. The marriage was over. So if you are saying the boy is smiling too much.
Yeah.
So you see, you all not marry at the same time. You all not get job at the same time. Do you understand? You go and tell them. You won't get job at the same time. Somebody will work at a place better than the other. Are you understand what I'm explaining to you? When this thing begins to happen, you see, don't look like God has rejected you. And you see, God is seeing all this. There are people, you see, like, I always tell people, my own, when I married, I had a car. And I moved into my own house. You see how it was? Like, within like a week, this came. Bam, bam, bam. Do you understand? Somebody to you marry, 7 years before you get a car, 10 years before you get a job. Obiani ni die. Some people too don't even get one. I can't assure you that everybody, brother here will get married. I'm not God. But whether you marry or not, continue serving the Lord and continue being grateful to God. Learn it. It's not every job to that you go and do. And you see job, no. You see, and sometimes the pressure. She has married. Say, hey, it's my three girls, my three friends, they've all married. Hey, you have to look wild. So if some boy be a scam, pass a wash trouser, dear me pe. Be a bash trouser, be a me pe. I'm saying that your season and your time, it will come. Are you still here with me? Yeah. Learn to be grateful. The next one, then I'll close. The next one. What's the first point I gave you? Complain. What's the second point? Comparison. The next one is called discontentment. This word, content. You are not happy. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Discontentment is another cause. It's what? Another cause of ungratefulness. You have the thing, but you are not happy. Yeah. You are not happy. There are people who sleep in oven. They are happy. Oven means there is no fan in the room. Heat in kunting. Heat. When you look at their skin, they rashes. Look at Lois. Look at the body. Hunam, hunam, hunam. AC girl, she sleeps in AC. Look at these people. Look at Kofi. AC. But these people, when you see them, their skin are different. Those of us too that we sleep in oven, crodoso. Look at Eugene's and crodoso. Look at you. Mosquito have chewed him. AC. Look. She girl, see. She light skin. Hunam, hunam, for that cream. Look, this girl's cream can pay your fees. This one, fees can pay. This one, the glasses is wearing, it can pay your university fees. This one. You don't know. Discontentment. Are you still here? You are discontented. You have the thing, but you are not happy. And our car is not V8. Hey? How many people drive V8 in Ghana? They are giving your father pressure to buy V8. He will buy the V8, but he will die inside. I personally know an MP. Do you know an MP? You don't know any MP. You only see their faces on the signboard and TV. Me, I personally know him and I have his number, his telephone number. He has V8. He has packed it. He uses Kia Picanto. Because he can't buy fuel. MP. What's the full meaning of MP? Member of Parliament. I've seen his V. He has packed it. They wrote on it. They didn't write it with chalk or marker. It's real V8. V8. He said he can't buy petrol. He's using Kia Picanto. Kia Picanto is like matches box that you're moving. Even
This my fault. Car is better than Kia Picanto. You have it all, but you are not happy. You are discontented. You have a dress. So you say, the dress is not pink. I don't know what is about pink. These girls, what? Tell me, what is in the pink, Lois? Why do you all of you? Hey, why do you like the pink and the red, Georgette? Why red? Hey, real men wear pink. It's okay. It's okay. Don't preach another message. Yeah. I pray for that. You'll be content. Be content with it. You have it. You have a school. When the results were released, you have a school. But I say you don't like man wear CSHS. You want Wesley girls. Ususu ko school ikwasi asemu kwa bakoji nickname. Lady pretty, oh you. 50 persons, yeah, man. Lady what? Lady trustee. Now watch it. First, third name is Communion. Hey, somebody said, somebody nickname is Communion. And look, Kawaji Alpha. What? What? Half coin. Somebody's name. Side mirror, you. Side mirror, oh you. The what? The blood, you. First, Bia Obeji and all the results by who super then Wesley girls. Hey man, what's CSH? Sister Cobra. Yes, even though you have a school, as you are in the school, you are not happy with the school. Me, when I wrote my I said, look, in the school I get Mekwaba. Oh, I'll go and come. Odo Bin is a school. Brothers and sisters, Odobin is a school. Odobin, Ebenezer Senior High is a school. What? Nasek is what? What's the full meaning of Nasek? So Tom SHS, Sosek. It's a school. When you get Sosek, go. Omanjo, there are some secondary school in Omanjo. What's the name? Omanjo SS, Cobra. Anywhere, be content with it. Look, Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. The chicken. Some of you, I'm telling that look, this Christmas, you eat bank. But if God blesses you and you are able to eat your love rice and the chicken is the chicken back, take it. Don't say, nah, drumstick. Then steak. And drumstick. The drumstick, it didn't get on the drumstick. It's just the back. Hey. Yeah, my dear, and cry for the feeling change. That drumsticks. You cry, you have chicken back, and you are complaining. Shelly Sito, you have chicken back. You say you don't like. You want drumsticks. And drums, I got pest sticks. You don't know drumsticks. They don't even know what drumsticks is. Next week, I'm doing party for the K and I Church. Jollof, drumsticks, Kele Willy, salad, plashito, free. Why Church? Mubenum Sobolo. Or next week, you won't come. You are angry with me, you won't come. It's like we, our pastor, if you do party, what he consider as first? He's going, no. People agreed on the dinner. You say you want your dinner 30th sharp, but I know you paid today. When we close, I'll give you the rate and then you start preparing to the dinner. If it is 7 of us, I will have it. I'm going to buy light. You see that light that it do the this thing on Mikotobi. Bye. It will be a nice next week. Our SHS people are all coming home. Chifogbe, Yisami, Kezia, they all be in town. Yeah. Discontentment. Don't let that word be used on you. You are not happy. When you grasp more, you have a beloved. You see, when you have a beloved, there's a way your friends can talk about the boy. Hey. And
and sometimes they don't say anything, but the way they look at the boy, eh? Eh? You now you say, ah, the boy, no, 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 they say, please meet my beloved. If they don't like the boy, there's a way they shake hands. They do that. As if they are smiling, as if they are. Hey! Bluetooth. That if they don't like, that they look at them. But if they like, if they see that the boy I brought is a fresh boy, stand up. He said, stand up. He said, you stand up. He said, meet my friend. Meet my friend, handshake. You come and see them, you come and give a high. That girls like the boy you brought. But if they start, meet them, then like, this boy you have brought, who share niti trapezium, the head is trapezium. And then when the boy lead, then girls will ask you, ah, it's boy, me boy, me beloved, onwa niye. Then when they call him, Kobe, I don't like that. Last 3 weeks I call you, didn't pick. It's over. Last 3 weeks. So you guys, someone can question the same thing. Someone can question the same. Amen. Yeah. The last one, another cause. Discontentment, or another cause of what? Ungratefulness is forgetfulness. Everybody say forgetfulness. Say forgetfulness. Many people forget. That's why they become ungrateful. They forget. Let me read a scripture, a passage to you in Luke. It's a long passage. Luke chapter 17. Open to Luke 17 verse 12. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood off afar. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show thyselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Have you noticed it? Giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Verse 17 says that. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 men cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not 10? The one came back to the remaining 10. They were forgetful. They forgot that they were lepers and they were healed. Many of you forget. Some of you were. If it has not been this church that you have like, by this time you are pregnant with 8 children already. Some of you here. Yeah. Some of you here. Today, that when you see me, you don't use me for anything. If it has not been this, if you were in some Sunday school, by this time, yeah, choir master would have slept with you. Ashes cry would have slept with you. The drama, by this time, we're titi womo. Start dancing style, but it's somewhere the way. The start dancing style for you. Oh my, your pet. You should be grateful. You should be grateful that you have a mad pastor. When he see you standing with a boy, you shout, "Hey, who is that girl? Yeah, who is that boy?" You should be grateful. You'll be grateful. Dancing style for. The way they dance and they boo mumu, you see that when they get you, akamatete. I'm by what is that? The peche delay macro. The akamapeche. You should be grateful. I even understand the preacher I'm preaching. But you see, you have forgotten already. Say, oh, you are bad, sorry. You see, the type of pastor you also have also helped to enhance your spirituality. The type of pastor you have. I'm preaching. And by the grace of God, I don't think I'm a bad pastor at all. Oh no, I'm one of the best youth pastors in town. We are looking for pastors, human being pastors, at least. I'll be part of the nominees. If not, I'll even win the award itself. I'm one of the great pastors in town. And I call Pastor Johnny Rumo. Mami Jamie no. But damn, manka, one beca. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you forget. You forget. Some of you, when I started pastoring, you didn't have breast. I was talking to a girl, a certain sister. She said she was stopping the church. Then she was stopping the church. Why? Because she said she did graduation. And then when we didn't give her envelope. You understand? We didn't give her envelope. Say, I'm Brenneska. Meanwhile, when you were doing graduation, me, Yima, I went as a reverend. Now I pour oil and prayed for you. I told her that when I started pastoring you, you didn't have breast. Today you have breast and you have born a child. And now as I say, she's shy. She can't come to the church again. I'm saying, for a question, I'm called. But don't do for a question, I'm called. You understand? You see, sometimes, remember, it's the forgetfulness that makes you ungrateful. Today you can stand and insult your father. The day you were sick and you were almost dying. You see, most of you, when you are young, you don't know when you were dying. Some of you have not like reached death before. And I'm a camera for you. Like you have reached death. Like this is death. Death. Then you have remember that small. No. Then you have death. Or you have died. You have died. Died. Eh? Those of you who go to good school, Georgette, death or died? Die. Remember that small, you have died. You have not reached there before. Yeah. When you are going to IBC, me now here, I pour yell on you. You pass. You pass. And you believe it. Gave you spiritual pain. Go and write. Pass. Okay. Last week, I saw one of them. She went to university first year. She has come back. I'm older than the church. I wanted to insult her in Ghan. But you see, then I remember that no, I'm a reverend. The person who made me reverend, what happened? The person has worried me. I'm telling you. The person has worried me. The one who made, at first, pastor was okay. As for pastor, like you can say some of the things, then pastor there. But the word reverend comes from the word reverence. You understand? It is never be why and says I can't have me. I said me call home catch your museum. I'm reduce me to basenta leader. And me to make can see a semi-chrom. Reverend, yeah, I have me. I have to think before I say some of the things. I told you when I was pastoring you, you never had a breast, but you forgot it. Forgotten your stomach was flat screen like this. Today it has become mountains. Your breast has become watermelon. So when I'm talking, you don't listen. First, when your breast was like yoyi, it moved to alansa, from alansa to orange. From tangerine, then after popo, now I say watermelon. It won't push. You can breastfeed. Somebody call you mama. Would the breast the be no maintain or no no for? So you don't give you respect. Some of you sit here after secondary school, I will see you again. You tell me you have stopped the church and that your uncle BC is taking you to ye assemblies of God. Monko. You see, and sometimes it's a little foolishness that enters you. You see, but when you go on, you come back. Look, you see, people who insult pastors. Me, I don't have a problem with them. But you see, there are days in their life that they don't need pastor. Yesterday, me, I didn't know. This morning, I was told that somebody has died. And they went to bury the person over the weekend. And I said, who had died? If you go down, you see, some people have come black, they're staying inside the church. I said, what is that? They said the guy, he stopped the church 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Now I'm saying, me, I can be the better. But he should bury himself. Oh, like I used to sleep. So the day you die, if you need the pastor, you live like that right now, don't come and call me. Then the day you are getting married, we need pastor. Hey, your father, even if he's a reverend, he can't officiate your wedding. He's the one who will bring you. Or that's what I'm trying to say. And if you are getting, like Lois, if Lois is getting married, it's the father that will bring him. Hey, bam, bam. If your father is alive, your uncle will not bring you. It's your father who will bring you. That's why those of you who have been fighting with your fathers. And I don't think I'm a real father. The day you are getting married, you will see whether it's your real father or it's not your real father. He will bring you. That one too, you need the pastor to pray for you. The day you are doing naming ceremony, even if you go and do school under three under school and somebody impregnates you and we are doing naming ceremony, you will not bring a fetish priest. You need a pastor. And you see people in some pastor. And the pastors like money. Your headmaster, they like toilet papers. Oh, I'm going to toilet papers. So some of the things, me, I don't argue with them. I'm good to assemblies of God. So I leave them. That's when they forget. One of the cause of forgetfulness is called mental vacation. The brain is on vacation. When your brain, so I will go to school and you're on vacation. When you're on vacation, so when you go on vacation, you don't remember all that we're taught in the school. So it's called mental vacation. Right now, as you are sitting down here, you look sharp because you are writing exams. If we ask you photosynthesis, photosynthesis is the process by which green plants manufacture their own food, using growth, fuel, sunlight. You will say, you even give us the chemical formula. Come and sit home and chew chicken 1 week. 1 week. Let's ask you to mention the type of soil. Soil. Morocco. Morocco soil. Portugal and Brazil. That's what you'll be telling us. So people become forgetful because the brain is on vacation. These people who have secondary, they say they finish secondary school. You see the three wise women here. If I show you Antoinette picture here, you spit, you eat again. If you see the hair today, the hair is long. If you see, look, one day we'll come to school. I'll just project pictures. This girl, I'll show you her picture. Hey. This girl, if I show her picture, you marry again. Frida, I hope you are taking pictures. Where is she? When all these pictures will show up. Talk of you one day on your wedding day, I'll just appear and I'll ask your beloved, are you convinced this is the thing you are marrying? This person, this is the one you are marrying. Let's look at this picture. Yeah. You should follow me 12 years. How many years ago? You people, how many years ago? These people. These people, you thought these people, they are new people. This girl, when she comes from school, she used to poo and they said, this is Elsie. Yeah, today she has come. You put some fresh girl, be asking. And she likes food. I used to teach them extra classes. She likes food. When she comes, no, she go and collect bowl. If the sister says, let's go and collect. Hey! And then this one, Kokonsa! If they need to, the mother, they should report to the mother. Hey, I came, he was pressing his food. He didn't teach us. The mother will call me. One day I say it's okay, I'll teach them. They should go, I'll teach them again. Yeah. If I show you their pictures, this one, she likes food. This one. Elsie. She still likes food. Hey, likes food. You are teaching her rice is by her side. Homework that we are all doing, rice is there as she's eating. But you see, in all this, don't forget. Don't forget. Pa, I will show you Pa pictures. This man. Pa. You say today you have come. You think you are seeing fresh boys. Kofi. The last dinner we had in this chair was about four years ago. In this room. You wouldn't like to see Kayla's picture. This girl. Kayla. Mikela Nanaya Jackson. Julie me the picture ni chirewe. Where be some say your ba and I say Bema. Today. see, but you see, I've been with you all this while. See, those of you who were here, we started from, you see, our church, let me tell the whole story. We started from when the adults were having the service, we're behind. Then we moved this way. Just on auditorium. Charlie. Oh, Kyle. Here. Bishop's office used to be behind this one. We're there. Some table dining. Hey, we're happy. Then they transfer us to dining hall. Your school dining hall. Oh, maybe yeah, sorry, horse. I used to have some drums be. When they play the drum will run away. Then somebody will run after the drum and bring it. Hey! Then one day they came to tell us that place, you know, they want to renovate the place. So we should come to one of the classrooms. Then we met a certain man called Oga. Oga, we are having service. So he's standing that he wants to lock. That madam said 12. He should lock the gate. We've not closed. He said, no. He's a Nigerian. He doesn't understand anything. When he comes and stand there, I have to lock. I'm going to the cafe, I have to lock. And when he's going out, he has to lock. We have to stop the service. And the classroom they gave us was the one by your smelling toilet. The one here. We've endured. Yeah. And then we came here. When we came here, first, when we came, there were no towels. There was no roof. Even here, today, we are feeling hot. First, when the sun direct. We should be grateful to God. We shouldn't forget. You understand what I'm saying? We shouldn't forget. When you grow up, don't forget your parents. As they are paying school fees, don't forget them. When do you finish school, you are doing well, then somebody say, your mother is a witch. Hey! If your mother is a witch, it's not that she has to chew because when your bones are softer. It's not that your bones have become hard, then grandma, how would your grandmother chew the bones again? If you were a witch, your mother would have chewed you long time. Oh, you don't understand what I'm explaining. If you are, by that time, your skin is like this, my son. He will wake up one day, grow, and say that, me, I'm a wizard. That they say I'm the one doing him. But if I want to kill this boy, I just have to hold him and throw him down here like this. He has died. I don't have to do much. I just have to take him and throw him on the window down. He has died. Now that you have grown, your body has become by that thing. I'm coming. You are chewing him. Now I'm coming to kill you. Oh. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. May every forgetfulness leave us in Jesus' name. And may we be thankful. You see, every opportunity that you've got in it, be thankful. Some of you, I put you on the stage here to sing. At the point, then you are becoming proud. I can do church and there'll be no song. I can do church. Look, I can do church. We've come to church. Prayer. Of you, were you at first service? Was there prayer? Was there praises? Was there worship? Was there soloist? When I picked the mic, no preaching. Can do church, no preaching, no prayer. I'll preach, and people will be tears here more. So by the time you finish this song and dance, I feel ready at 20. Then you're ready at 20. I see you money, you know. I feel I'm about. So you see, you must be thankful that if you are in a certain church, and those of you who have moved from church to church, you say nobody have even recognized you to sing for. Whom are you going to sing for? But if somebody has put you here, had mercy on you that sing for me. You have sung 3 times. No, I fed there. One day you'll be here. I'll pick somebody from J Church and the person will be singing for me. The person will come and sing. After she will go back or he will go back. You see, some of you girls, you feel that it's only ladies who can sing. Next year, you'll be seeing boys who will be doing solo. Clap for Achu. Let's welcome Achu. And if you need someone, Achu be singing Enoch in the palace, and you'll be shocked. You'll be there. You see, so don't allow the thing to get into your head to feel that without you. Hey, even me with look, last when Ghana played the match last week, as I was about watching the match, I saw somebody's status and they said Joe Mills has died. Hey, Joe Mills, and today I saw his picture on there. Hey, Joe Mills, I hear he woke up having his quiet time. He put his head on the this. Joe Mills has died. Say, hey, my heart was beating. I called my friend. I said, hey, they said Joe Mills has died. Young guy. Jesus is the answer denomination. The headquarters. He's the one who does media. He has died. The wife was calling him like this. He was off. If I die today, if maybe today is my last preaching, next week, if I die, even if I die Saturday night to Sunday, when you come to church, there'll be a pastor here. If I try it. If I die, if I let me try and die, you see, somebody will come here. You get the pastor. Then when I die, the things I'll hear.
Oh, Reverend was like a father to us. Reverend, the way Reverend knocks me like this, then I feel the love.
Pokon Sankwan. Some of you, to the day you hear I die, and that's the day you wear white. White kaftan. That this wicked man. Like King Agokoli is gone. Finally, that's the song the dancing starts with. Finally, that's the song they'll come and dance. Some of you, when you come Sunday, you lift up your hand. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Church didn't see it, Papa. Now church will be sweet because foolish man, that man doesn't understand it. The BI is fighting with us. Yeah. Are you still here? Yeah. So, with or without you, the church will run. Who has never come to church? You miss a church, but you discover that church went on. Show by hands. You miss a church. All of you. You miss a church before. But church went on. Or that UG didn't come to church, so today no church. Whether you come or not, church will still work. The church is not dependent on one, not even me. As I speak to you, Bishop Eric is not here. Is that he around? He's not around. But church is going on. I don't know preaching this church. Hey, if I don't come, well, he is a bishop. He's not in church today. But church is going on. His children are in church. Oh, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, let the weak say I'm strong. Yeah, whether you come or not, the weak will be strong. Who are we going to send to come and beg you? Who is coming to beg? And Caleb is the one who sent to go and beg God. And I can beg you. But I pray that I will not become ungrateful in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord and stand to your feet. Lift up your hand.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Well, the world looks upon me.
Lift up your hands again.
Oh, Lord, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing. How I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Let's take it again.
While the world looks upon me, as I struggle alone.
They say I have nothing.
They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing. How I wish they
could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blessings that you have blessed us with. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for roof, we thank you for shoes on our feet, we thank you for all that you have done, we thank you for the food you have put on our table, we thank you for every blessing that you have blessed us with. Today we are not forgetful, today we are not comparing, but Lord, we know, we thank you for putting us in a good family, and we are saying thank you Holy Spirit.
For your blessings on me.
Roof above me, let's take it again.
Roof up above me, I've a good place.
I have a good place to sleep.
There's food,
there's food on my table. There's food on my table. And there are shoes on your feet.
You gave
us
a loved
one and family.
Thank you, Lord. For your blessings on me.
There's a blessing on you. Father, we thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you to you for all that you have done for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, take your seat. Take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord. Take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord. I didn't think you took first.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.